On now to the late James Brown. His career came full circle this afternoon as the body of the legendary singer was returned to the Apollo Theater in Harlem. Fans lined up around the block to file past Brown's casket, laid out on the same stage where he made his debut in 1956 and where he recorded his famous live album. NPR's Robert Smith reports from New York on the raucous celebration that once again filled the Apollo Theater with the sound of soul.
In 1962, James Brown took the stage of the Apollo Theater sounding a little bit like this. More than 40 years later, he's still putting on a show. His body was driven through the night from Georgia. Fans lined up at the Apollo before dawn under a marquee with the name James Brown. Thousands thronged 125th Street as Brown's body was carried through the streets of Harlem on a horse-drawn carriage. 3 days after his death, James Brown is still Mr. Dynamite, the hardest working man in show business.
I saw him perform in 1972 and 1974.
Here at the Apollo?
Yes, I was in the front row.
Describe to me what that's like.
You really can't describe seeing James Brown in concert because he puts so much into making sure that his audience enjoys themselves. You understand what I'm saying? That it really has you in awe.
So someone in the crowd here has a looks like an original copy of James Brown. Say it loud.
I'm black and I'm brown.
Check it out. Looks like this has been played a number of times.
Oh, yes, it has. And we've enjoyed it, and we feel good when we play it.
He was as important, I'd say, as Martin Luther King. You know what I mean? Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud is the musical equivalent of I Have a Dream.
Some people thought that this might be a somber, sad day here at Harlem.
Nah, this happy day.
Why is it happy day?
Because it's a homecoming, not a funeral.
By the afternoon, the celebration filled 125th Street in front of the Apollo. Not only the diehard fans you just heard, Charles Robeson, Robin Eaton, Carlton Smith, and Ulysses Coleman, but it seemed like everyone in Harlem stopped by just to take a look. People were dancing, selling T-shirts and James Brown bootlegs. Asafi Kendall got up on her boyfriend's shoulders to take in the scene.
Pandemonium. It's a whole lot of people out there. Baby, I'm going to be late for school trying to see James Brown.
And then the godfather of soul himself showed up.
James Brown! James Brown! James Brown!
The crowd went nuts as the casket was carried into the theater and onto the stage.
That's right!
About an hour later, the first people in line started to come out the back of the theater. Now quiet, reverent, Carney Bragg says he walked by the casket of James Brown and was in awe.
He has a blue outfit on. His hair looks beautiful as always. And he looks very good. I'm a funeral director, so I know. He looks very good.
So he looked like he was going to put on a show.
That's right.
Well, what was the feeling in there? Out front, there's sort of a party going on. Inside?
It's very quiet. No one's saying anything.
Bragg says he was reminded of late nights listening to James Brown's Live at the Apollo album and singing along, Please, Please Don't Go.
Please don't go.
Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Honey, please don't.